This is KERA News. I'm Christina Martinez. 28 years ago today, Selena Quintanilla Perez released her debut album. Google marked the occasion with a doodle of the late Tejano superstar on its front page. The project was a labor of love for Granbury native Perla Campos, who's also the global marketing lead for Google Doodle. I talked with her on the phone from Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California.
From what I understand, this was a project 2 years in the making. Walk us through that.
About 2 years ago, I was working at the Google Madrid office in Spain. I actually had met Ryan Germick, who's the team lead, while I was in Madrid, and he asked me, if you could do a doodle for anyone, who would it be? And I said, Selena, without hesitation. And he's like, oh, well, why is that? And I said, I've never seen myself on the Google homepage. And that's, I think, something so important for so many people, particularly in the U.S., where we have these pockets of minority communities with such rich histories. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to submit it. And so I did. The team accepted it.
You worked with Selena's family on this project. What was that like as a fan?
Oh, my God. Well, if I'm being completely honest, the first time we met them, I'm, like, in a room with Suzette, her father, Abraham. It's me and, like, the artist, Kevin Lawlin. And my, like, five-year-old Perla was just freaking out, and I couldn't believe what was happening. It was just this, like, out-of-body experience where to be there with her family talk and hearing from their mouth these stories of her and her life was just so powerful. It's not every day that you get a chance to honor your hero. And I have, and I'm so grateful for it, and I wanted to make sure that we did it right.
What was your earliest memory of Selena?
One of my earliest memories is sitting in the living room with my grandma and my mom, who both also loved her. Like, we definitely shared that love for her. And just, like, watching her on TV and my mom telling me to, like, you know, shake it like Selena. And she always would be like, las manos, mija, las manos, which means the hands, because if you notice, Selena is obviously a very expressive dancer, but she had this, like, rolling of the hands that she would do when she would dance. And so when I look back on my childhood, some of my dearest memories are the moments when my family and I just bonded over our love for her and how much she, like, meant to us as Latinos in the U.S.
How does it make you feel when, you know, this has been a two-year project for you, a labor of love, and then seeing the reaction to this on social media?
I know how much people love Selena. I know how much, like, us as Latinos, we love her. But I never could have imagined it would reach that level. I think it's so meaningful, not only for people to just be like, oh, you know, Google homepage is lit, but also just people saying, like, how much it means to them to see a Latina on the homepage, which is a big part of, like, why I wanted to do this so much, is so that people could see themselves and see our culture, and that means so much. But I think for me, honestly, like, the biggest, okay, this is a success, was just having my mom call me in tears. And I think at that moment I was like, this is good.
You talk a lot about representation and how important it is for Latinos to see themselves represented. And I'm really curious about your experience as a Latina in the tech industry. You know, according to Google's latest diversity report, only 4% of employees are Latino. What's that like?
I mean, it's been, like, kind of a reoccurring thing my entire life. Like, I grew up in Granbury, which is predominantly white. And then, you know, I went to Stanford, which was also kind of the same situation. In a lot of rooms that I've been in my entire life, I always kind of wish, like, oh, I wish there were more of us in the room. And I can say with, like, 100% certainty and optimism that that's definitely going to happen. And with time, we'll persevere because, you know, si se puede.
Perla Campos is the global marketing lead for Google Doodle. Perla, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking.